The election, of course, dominated the news in Arkansas last week. But as Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business points out, there was other news worth noting from the past 7 days.
I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political stories of the last week. The Arkansas Farm Bureau's 27th annual Thanksgiving dinner survey shows that families will only pay 1 cent more on average for their traditional Turkey Day meal. According to the survey, it will cost $45.12 for a family of 10 to have a Thanksgiving dinner. That's about $4.50 per person. Last year's average was $45.11. Now, the shopping list for this survey has remained unchanged since 1986 to allow for some consistent price comparisons. Items on the list include turkey, milk, sweet potatoes, rolls, cranberries, coffee, pumpkin pie mix, whipped cream, stuffing, green peas, celery, and carrots. Centennial Bank, a wholly owned subsidiary of Home BancShares out of Conway, announced it's acquired all the deposits and most of the assets of Heritage Bank of Florida, with offices located in Tampa Bay and the surrounding area. That's through an agreement with the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. It's the eighth bank that Home BancShares has purchased in Florida in the past 4 years. Dillard's reported higher revenue but substantially lower profits as the Little Rock-based mall retailer exited its third quarter. The company disclosed third quarter revenues topped $1.48 billion, net income of $48.5 million. Rising business service revenue and increases in consumer broadband products drove Windstream Corporation's third quarter revenues to higher ground. The Little Rock-based communications company posted sales and revenue of more than $1.55 billion for the quarter, and that's up substantially from a little over $1 billion 1 year ago. But profits were lower, in part due to $12 million in restructuring charges as Windstream alters its workforce to accommodate its changing business model from a rural telecom to a broadband and infrastructure company. Net income fell from $78 million 1 year ago to $53.7 million in the current quarter. AT&T announced plans to invest $14 billion over the next 3 years nationwide, and Arkansas leaders say the state will benefit. AT&T's announcement comes as hypergrowth in wireless and mobile devices has placed stress on telecommunications companies' infrastructure. The company did not disclose state-by-state investment under the new investment program, but AT&T typically announces its annual capital expenditures around year's end. And Arkansas voters approved a temporary half-cent sales tax for highways while rejecting proposals to allow for medical marijuana and to give cities and counties more financing tools. Issue number one allows for a 10-year temporary half-cent sales tax increase for four-lane highway construction and repairs. It passed with 58% to 42% support. Issue number five, the medical marijuana initiative, stirred the most passion among voters this election cycle. The proposal, which was defeated narrowly by a 51% to 49% margin, would have allowed for up to 30 nonprofit dispensaries in Arkansas. Supporters of the medical marijuana measure say they will be back in 2 years. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.